I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lawlessness in the streets of Haiti has given way to a rash of kidnappings throughout that troubled nation. Last week's kidnapping of American missionary Philip Snyder with Glow Ministries is just another example of that. World Christian Outreach's Greg Yoder says they have extensive work in Haiti. He says this will affect their work.
It, of course, affects teams going, and we had a small group going for our annual pastors' conference the first week of January. That kind of hinders that, and some of the people were coming from close to that area where he was from.
Next, Prison Fellowship's Project Angel Tree brings the love of Christ to inmate children. A partnership with Crossroad Bible Institute helps connect the Angel Tree parents with their study program. Crossroad's David Scheringa hopes that it will help engage those who ordinarily wouldn't have gotten involved.
It's a marvelous symbol of hope and reconciliation to get a gift from their parents, but what greater gift could the Angel Tree kids have than a parent whose heart has been changed, who has received the gift of faith, and upon release can be the parent that they ought to be rather than the parents who made the choices that got them incarcerated.
And HCJB World Radio recently released the shortest language program they've ever done. It's a 5-minute program in the Kulina language, the first of its kind, according to HCJB World Radio's partner ministry. Aired from their shortwave station in Ecuador, it's basically a Bible reading program. Since many Kulina speakers already tune in to radio station HCJB's Portuguese programs, it was a natural fit to add their native language. The broadcast could reach as many as 4,000 people with the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.